Hello there, it's me, Mr. Bad Weekend, DJ King, the Heyoka King, the king that is a Heyoka, because his last name's King, that guy, and welcome to my fucking podcast, the Heyoka King podcast, where I'd be talking to you about the fucking wisdom. So you'd be catching up and understand what it's all about. You know what I mean? Said to them, I said, it's a little like this. I ain't your average fucking cat, Jack. I'm from the city. Same city that Rob Zombie's from, you know what I mean? Say to myself, I say, you know, is it coming through this fucking mic? No, it's coming through this mic. Say to myself, do you even fucking know what that means? That I was born in the same town and hospital as Rob Zombie? Or at least same town. I don't know the same hospital. I'm not going to go to the stretch, but I was born in the same town at least. I say to myself, I say, This place is cool. This Bethune, Massachusetts is a cool place. I do like it. A town hall is a castle. And I said to myself, I said, I got the earthen name, the old Germanic name of war counselor. Or clean one, the pure one. The purifying one, you know, I exist in the world that I grew up in, and it's just like, you know, I know how to throw a football, I know how to shoot a basketball, and, you know, use the trajectory of the angular motion going up, oh, one third, two thirds, three thirds, all that bullshit, arching it, half arching it, I know how to do that stupid shit, I know how to fucking, I can do pretty much a lot of sports besides fucking hit a hacky sack. I don't got that shit. I don't got hacky sack down. But I can be doing stuff. When I just grew up, man, it's like, it's not that fucking cool to be competitive over fucking being angry and fucking pre-Facebook. Facebook in like 2009 to 2000. You know, I was class of 2013, so if you think about that, that means that 2009 to 2013 were my prime years of truly existing in a fuck a cool time, I guess. I say to myself, I say, 2009 to 2013, it was simple and more complex, man. It was simple because people were getting addicted to being able to express themselves on an open format that was new, that was different. Facebook and MySpace and all that shit was kind of like up and coming still. It was used more for like professionals. It really wasn't that, it was more niche. MySpace was especially niche. I remember how cool it was to have the MySpace. It was an alternative thing. People didn't do it. People didn't go on the internet like that. They didn't have, it was seen as like boastful, arrogant, and rebellious to have a MySpace. Even though you could make music and upload your music on it and your videos and make games and put your games on them. The song is exactly 4 minutes and 20 seconds long. It's Phantom Child by Lincoln Street Exit. Very nice, very nice. And I said to myself, I said, come on, man. This is the most beautiful time to be alive. Is, yeah, you know, Facebook's cool, but, you know, Facebook is really, you got MySpace was more of a instant message and chat on people's walls. You could, it was more open, but open and personal. You know, yeah, there's the privacy of instant messages, but, you know, people really had more of a mindset to post on each other's walls more. And you could post your statuses and shit, and then eventually MySpace was good up until about, like, really 2008, 2009, sadly. As soon as I got into high school, the phase died out. Facebook came out in like 2007. Facebook was boring. But you could do, like, calls. I don't know. Could you do calls yet? It was just a, you know, it was the hype thing. It was the hype thing because it was popular by the, MySpace was popular by the people, the 90s and early 2000s. And then Facebook fucking killed it off by being the new thing, you know. And it was a lame transition, but sadly, Facebook kept, you know, getting it, you know, MySpace kept getting into problems and shit. It's not really that easy to run a fucking social media network. If they did good moves, people, because you could put like your own playlist of 10 songs, and then they bought Project Playlist, which was a thing that people would get their Project Playlist and they would connect that on their MySpace. They'd M it into the code. And if you're a true psychopath, you could put like 15 different playlists that all autoplay it all at once. But it was a cool feature because they bought them out, and Project Playlist had more of a open collection of music. Because back then, artists decided if they wanted to work with these entities or not, you know, because they were hip. They were like, hey, I'm a hip young artist. I want to be on Project Playlist. I want to be on Napster. I want to go on MySpace. That's really how it was. Helped you get discovered instantly, man. You could be like, hey, here I am on the fucking MySpace. And I'm just going to make some fucking recordings. Do my best to, you know, get some quality equipment and make some recordings, and bam. Back then, they had USB, so they already had the ability for you to record, and you could honestly, you could use Audacity just for the tools that it acquired, and you could compile that and make stuff on that. You really could use Audacity, and even there was a built-in Windows tool that you could use back in the day on the computers that allowed you to do, you know, music tracking, recording, and sampling. I don't know if that was Windows Recorder. I really don't know. This is some fucking French sounding shit, huh? And I was just kind of fucking hanging out. I was hanging out in a time where it seemed like the dynamics of being an online person was more of a rebellious thing that you kind of hid from your parents so you could hit up and message your friends. And you'd be like, hey, friends, let's hang out at the fucking warehouse, that bad warehouse that's by the water. Sneak beers from the fridges and sneak cigarettes from our parents and hang out. If we get like $20, I think we can get a couple grams of weed. And we'd get a fat nug. Just about the size of your fucking thumb. And we'd get that fucking fat nug and we'd grind it up. Fuck, we were crazy. We'd smoke out of brass, we'd smoke out of copper, we'd smoke out of fucking aluminum. Doesn't matter, man. Does not really matter. Corrosive side of life is if you decide if you're corroded. Oh shit, marijuana. Marijuana by the Zips. I do fucking like that. I can get down to that. Shit. Fuck. It's about as simple as that, really. As I was a free person. I was a free person because the world wasn't so hipped on... Because, you know, I remember Instagram came out about 2011. I think Snapchat maybe came out earlier than that. I think Snapchat was like a 2009 thing. Because I remember it being on the iPhone 4S. But it was really just like a process of like the small amount of apps that they did have were so diverse that they all served their kind of like different meanings. So it was a unique time to be alive to see MySpace really die and see Facebook take over. But when MySpace was around, it was like still Scooby-Doo. Two Monsters Unleashed kind of vibes. People were still throwing frisbees and people were still riding bikes and shit. You know, it wasn't about taking glamour shot. Fuck, Duckface came up at one point. But that was like 2008, 2009. That was way into the history of social media. It was a simple time where people still kind of did shit outside. And every now and then they'd put a video on YouTube or something, but it was mainly people like building forts in the woods out of fucking logs and shit, and you know, doing some crazy fucking shit, like, you know, swimming in the water in the woods, going down the riverside in fucking canoes and catching fish and shit, and catching fucking fish and going outside and being outside at night and drinking fucking beers and smoking cigarettes and talking like a fucking gangster when you're, you know, a teenager. It was a cool time to be alive. It's definitely a cool time to be alive. I say Guitar Hero was an interesting thing because it really jumped up the process to make a lot of people want to jump in NARBs to doing more music shit. And then, once you understand that there's patterns and rhythm, you kind of just break it down from there. It was a beautiful time to be alive when you could see the world, man. The fucking world. And you knew. You knew in your heart. Shit, this world is fucking beautiful. Because they got that fucking Rock Band that came out. Rock Band had the drums, the mic, two guitars, a bass guitar, and a regular one. And you had a whole band. And, you know, it's a beautiful time to be around, to go doing cannonballs off the roof into your fucking pool. It's a beautiful time to be around, to realize the reality of, you know, I don't live in fucking California. So, you know, I'm living in New England, man. I'm living in fucking New England. The craziest we make is like seven people at a bonfire and they may be drinking some fucking Mike's Hard or Twisted Teas or some shit and getting drunk and pissing all over the place. And to the point that it's like, you know, what's the fucking point? You know what I mean? We listen to music like it was like this. I got to see Tool come into shape. I got to see Tool come into shape in 2006. So growing up in middle school, Tool was coming out. And high school, it was from fucking new in high school. Everything I grew up with was fucking dope and based and awesome and experimental and progressive and diverse and the fucking the cryptic to the eyes of the normies, and it definitely wasn't a gated community because the community didn't even fucking exist yet because we created the community and there was no fucking gates. We just didn't tolerate no fucking bullshit, and it was a beautiful time to be around, to have phones that you could flip with your hand, flip them open and flip them shut and snap them. and start texting people with one hand. Flip it. Okay. Flip it back shut. Put it in your pocket. It was the utility. It was the movement of all. It was understanding that you could use a Guitar Hero microphone and plug it into your computer. And it's basically an MS-57, you know, a Shure. It's basically just a dynamic mic. And it's not that bad when we figured out that, you know, if you have something to hold that on, you have something to hold that up, you're going to get by quite evenly. I tell them like that. I say, it's a beautiful time to be alive before the world truly stops dipping their feet in the devil's water and just traverses the expansive, dark fucking ocean. It's just be turning into those things, man. You know, it's not like that anymore, man. There's a time where you could still smash a pumpkin on the fucking ground and eat the fucking guts out of it. Like, you just fucking killed it. And you could make your fucking mates laugh and maybe a girl laugh. You know, a girl that fucking digs you, she'll laugh at you fucking... Because the world was wholesome. We would get Sbarro's pizza and skip class in college. And we would spray paint the tunnels. And we would fucking, you know, see the dirt in people's cars, windshields and shit, make dicks and shit. And it's like, you know, it was harmless, man. Because we had the ability to jump and the ability to sprint and run and climb and do, you know, vault over shit and do cartwheels. Well, maybe not cartwheels all the time, but we could definitely do somersaults, shit. It's time where we liked the idea of a knife, but we also thought swords were cool, and we liked crossbows, and handheld crossbow pistols were fucking pretty fucking cool, I'd say. People liked the idea of archery. We'd go in the woods, and we'd take the bows there, and we'd shoot the arrows with them. Shoot the arrows with the bows. It was all an ancient discovery of realizing if you can move swift enough, you're okay. Steal the glass. Take the bows and do target practice. Push the boulder. I repeat, push the boulder. It's a good time to go up north and get strong, pushing the snow boulder. You get big enough, you can push that snow boulder until it's about 300, 400 pounds, maybe even 500 pounds, and that thing's up there. Now, here comes the problem. If you want to turn it into a big snowman, there's going to, at some point, going to need to be a ladder involved. Because you're going to be rolling those boulders up, and it requires more than one person if you really want to get it up there just nice. Because, you know, the other boulder at the bottom is so fucking huge and compressed that you can roll the smaller boulders up it, and it don't be fucking doing significant damage to the big one. 500-pound snow boulders probably... Maybe four feet apart. That's your circumference, man. Maybe 4 feet. Nah, I think it goes by the amount of feet that it. No, that's crazy. It's got to be like 4.5 feet. I don't want to go any further than that. Wait, that's more like 1 foot, 2 feet. Yeah, it's about 3 feet, maybe 3.5 feet wide, is about a 500-pound snow boulder. Because that shit's compressed down hard. You'd be getting that ladder, rolling that shit up, you have the tallest fucking snowman. 500 pound boulder on the bottom, maybe a 200 pound, but if you can do it, 300 would be too much, because you know you can't go past the two-thirds mark. You gotta go below the two-thirds mark, or the bottom one will melt and start to break in half. So it needs to be 250. It needs to be under 233 pounds. So yeah, that's not that, you know, that's not that much of a fighting range. You go up above that, you know, you put a 70-pound boulder above that, and then you finish off with like a 20-pound human size. No, 20-pound snow boulder at that point is about 1 foot and 6 inches wide. No, 1 foot and 4 inches wide. 1 1/3 feet is about 20 pounds. That snow gets compressed. And you fucking throw that at someone, it's like throwing a portable TV. It's like throwing a small lamp at someone. Or maybe a portable microwave. You're doing, you know, a small 24-inch monitor. You're throwing something like that at someone. Iceman. Iceman. All right, we know who Iceman is. You see, that's like a current internet joke, obviously, about the fireman and the earthman and the iceman, the windman, you know, all the fucking artists making the stupid songs. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. It's the modernity. We know what the fucking internet memes be doing. Oh, I want to keep those bars just about... I'd say that's good. Yeah, I like that groovy shit. I definitely like that groovy shit. Oh, it's just about getting ice cream. God, man, it was just such a beautiful time to really see the shape of, like, knowing that a Lunchable was just an every now and then thing. And as crazy as that fucking sounds, you knew you could make fucking, you know, filet chicken and all that shit and fucking make a nice meal over a fire, but you didn't really want to do that. Sometimes you just wanted to eat like a Lunchable, man. I mean, that's got at least 12 grams of protein, 14 grams of protein, that thing. That's not bad at all. Oh, beautiful time, though. It was a beautiful time because, you know, the PlayStation 1 and the PlayStation 2 were both offline. You could get the PlayStation 2 online, but really, how many people were going to play PlayStation 2 online? That's a sad thing. Is all the games were online for free. You just had to, like, have the shit to connect to it. I had the box for the PS2, and then the regular one you could connect, but there still wasn't that many games you could play. Ah, the zoo. Sometimes. Nice. Is it a dragon or is it a demon? to guy losing his mind, meeting some sort of divine being that's mirroring his perspective. Or is it? Is it the hive mind manifestation? They say that we can envelop these sinful beings into our world with our minds. We convey too much stress. We build up too much negativity in our minds and ponder situations in our minds, scenarios and shit. You create like spiritual energy. And it's evil. They say that manifest when we're going insane, we're on the verge of going insane, manifest before us. One sees the demon, one sees lust, and one sees the flames, one sees the ancient dragon of death. You know, you got probably 13 dragons of hell, give or take. 13, maybe a little more, maybe a little less. And the whole purpose is, we were made as a weapon, but we don't know this because our memories were wiped. So we don't know that we're a weapon. So that's why, you know, since our brains have been reprogrammed so many times throughout all these centuries by, you know, bad guys and all these other crazy people, we don't have the ability to conjure into that mindset. Into that fucking brainwave. We can't do it anymore. Because we've gotten to that point where we don't know that we can do it. Because it sounds absurd that you can do it. So the body and mind don't believe that you can do it. So then you can't do it. And we've been told that we can't do it for so long. It's become us who we are now. It's a sad thing, man. You can empathetically feel the cold shivers of someone's fear and irrationality. Or you can feel the sorrow or loneliness inside someone for in a rub. Maybe it's just like you see someone look sad and whiny and emo and a little with their fucking legs up on the couch, you know, to take dead giveaway that someone's like, hey, I'm not in a good mood. But you grew up in a time of expression. You didn't grow up in a time of auto-synchronicity. People going into this state of indifference. Some people say nonchalant. It's ridiculous. It's not about being nonchalant. I tell them, I say, I'm not talking about nonchalant. That's not it, man. Say, express yourself and who you need to be, but don't be too over the top, man. You know, you gotta keep the volume probably like 4 or 5, honestly. See, that's not that bad, I'd say. I'm really close to the mic, though. I sit back over here. It's not that fucking bad. Oh, let's put that mic. Let's put it like right there.